Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, girls, I'm just kind of curious because, and this, it comes into play now because of the Super Bowl and all that stuff. Have you ever pretended to enjoy something that he likes, like football, just to fit in or to impress your man?
I think both sides do that.
I think so, too. But this is more geared toward the girls.
I do try. I think usually my face gives it away. It's very obvious.
All right, when you're grumpy on the couch watching some kind of sports.
I took my wife to a drag race when we were first dating. Went down to Commerce, Georgia. Oh. They had the jet cars. Uh-huh. And I had a blast, and we've never been back to that ever again. But I want to take the kids this year, because the jet cars are really that cool. I mean, they are pretty neat. It's basically someone takes a jet engine and puts four wheels on it and goes and rides it.
So you take your wife to Commerce, you pass all the outlet stores and goes to a drag race.
Hey, she still married me.
Well, some women, they say, might downplay their genuine preferences to express some interest in something she's not so passionate about, but he is passionate about. And here are some of the top things. Sports was the number one thing that a girl will pretend to like. Could be golf, could be football, anything like that. They will pretend to like that.
You just ever see those couples, though, where the other person just goes all in on one? Like, they're all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're the biggest, you know, football fan in the world for the same team as him. And it's like they are just, they married it.
Yeah, they can do it. But, some, you know, you will be called out eventually. I think sometimes if you pretend to like something that you really don't, just to impress him, could be something like food. Oh, yeah, I like sushi, too. And then before you know it, you're going to sushi all the time. You're like, man, I don't really want to be in this situation anymore.
So I got caught doing this.
Okay.
When I met my wife, she was going to the gym every day.
Yeah.
So I signed up for the gym membership. Mm-hmm. I went every day, met her at the gym. For 13 months, I went and worked out. And as soon as we got married and I had that deal sealed, I never been to a gym since. And she still to this day says, you tricked me.
Okay. Another thing is the food. I'm sorry. Another thing is music and or movies. You might say you're into a certain band that you may not be into to impress him.
There is no faking that I'm into his movies.
Okay.
He likes war documentaries.
Yeah.
And that to me is, it's the best nap I'll ever have.
Okay. So does he not nudge you? Say, hey, you're missing the good part about the, you know, the Germans right here.
No, he tried at first, and then he was like, "Yeah, whatever."
Okay. But you said war documentaries.
Yeah,
I thought you said horror documentaries. I was like, horror documentaries sounds kind of good. War documentaries, not so much.
Okay, no.
I will get suckered in sometimes. I'll have one of those 111-year-old men, and he's telling the stories of when he was 20 and he was a bomber, and they had to fly over the
Germans. Don't say too much. Tori's about
to
fall
asleep. She's already asleep.
All right, these are things that the girls pretend to enjoy. Just to impress a man, hobbies. Some of his hobbies might be RC racing or, I don't know, flying kites or whatever hobbies he might have.
Flying kites.
Yeah. Video games also mentioned. Do you ever sit down and watch him? Well, he doesn't play a lot of video games. Some girls, like, actually will sit down and watch your man play a video game or play with him.
My wife don't.
Yeah, I had enough of that as the younger sibling. That was my whole childhood, was watching my sister play games as I just sat there.
So your sister played them?
Yeah.
So she was cool.
Did she ever hand you the remote that wasn't plugged in you thought you were playing?
100%.
Yeah.
I was like, I am crushing this game. Yeah.
As a little kid, you can trick them a lot of times. Other things that the girls pretend to enjoy just to impress the guy are fishing and also hunting. So if he's a big fisherman, they want to go out on the boat and, you know, they're going to take their sunscreen out there and get a little tan while he's fishing.
I'm not going to lie. Neither of those things is fun to me. It's not because I'm some, you know, oh, don't shoot Bambi. I'm just like, I don't want to sit around for 3 hours until the one moment of excitement happens.
See, and that's, if you want to fish, that's fine. But let me sit there and tan. I don't have to actively fish, but we're still together. We're spending time together. You're doing it your way. I'm doing it my way.
He's like, your suntan lotion is scaring all the fish away.
And then along the same lines, camping. Your girls will pretend to like camping just to impress their fella. So I don't.
Another one I'm not real into. If I'm going to camp, I'm going to glamp.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those RVs that has every, like a 95-inch flat screen TV in there.
Why go camping? You're not going to leave the camper.
I know. I don't want to. But if I had to make my wife happy, that's how I would do it. That's how I do vacation right now.
Yeah.
We go to like Italy and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be in the hotel room. But you let me know when you've done shopping.
Or you're in Paris. Like, I can see the Eiffel Tower out my window right here.
There it is. I just lean around that pole. Yeah.
And if you can't do that, I'll Google it, honey. Y'all have a good time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There's a story about things you should not plug into a power strip. And, of course, if you go back to the movie... around Christmas,
National
they always
Vacation.
Play. No, it's
National
called Lampoon? The Christmas Story.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you ever see the guy there plugging all the stuff in by the lamp, he ends up getting that leg lamp that's fragile. And he blows the circuit because he's plugging so much stuff into one outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do the same thing with these power strips.
I had to do that at Christmas because my Christmas tree and the whole room will shut off when I put up my Christmas tree every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing it. I thought I was being smart. I put our microwave, you know, like your microwave sits above the stove in a lot of the built-in ones.
Yeah.
But it has a cord that goes through the top into the cabinet and it plugs right in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going to get one of those power strips that has the surge protector on it. That way, if it gets hit by lightning, it don't wipe out my microwave. Well, the darn thing kept cutting off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out in this article... They say that you can't put a microwave on a power strip because they use too much wattage.
I think I got mine on a power strip.
Ours kept tripping that little button. You'd have to hit reset all the time.
Huh.
So we eventually took it out and just plugged it in the wall. It works fine now. But they say there's some other things you should never plug into a power strip. Refrigerators. My wife did this. She put the refrigerator into a power strip, and this is our garage refrigerator.
Yeah.
And it that through that little breaker inside there and all our stuff got warm and we had to throw a bunch of crap out.
Yeah, you know, you hate when you buy one of those little strips at like Dollar General store and you get it back home and it's got the three prongs and you can't fit it into that power strip, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like sometimes they don't have the three prongs. It's just like one that's got both the two prongs.
Okay, those are just called extension cords.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the power strip has got the little plastic thing with the three prongs.
Right. But not all of them do.
Okay. Wow. You've gotten really cheap ones.
And what's Dollar General store where I got?
I don't think I'd trust a Dollar General store when it comes to power.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy, if you open up some of these Chinese-made ones, it's just a strip of metal across each side and the little holes to plug. It's not...
Really?
It's not well-made at all.
Right. Okay.
Even some of the ones that claim they got a surge protector in them, I don't think there's anything going on there. But refrigerators and microwaves were the first two things you should not do. They said coffee makers, toasters and slow cookers, any appliance that heats things up draws a lot of power. However, blenders don't heat up, but they also use a lot of power. So those are all things you should not plug into a power strip.
Yeah.
And they say even if there's not other stuff plugged into it, these power strips just aren't made to handle a lot of current, a lot of wattage.
What's great is that I won't remember this until I do it.
But then you'll be like, oh, that's what Tom was talking about that day.
Yeah, my mind is so, man, I got an electrician out to my house the other day, and we were trying to figure out, because I was going to put a TV in a place that didn't have it, I'm going to put an outlet there. And I'm drying my hair with a heater also on in my bathroom, and it turns off the lights in another room. And I'm like, oh, wow, how did that happen?
You got the same electrician that did my house.
Yeah. But every time you use the, like, if you got a power heater in your bathroom to keep things warm and a hairdryer, those, they pull up a lot of energy.
Of course they do. Anything heating anything is basically just running the electricity into a resistor that gets hot and runs a lot of wattage.
Even two hairdryers. I remember if my sister and I were drying our hair at the same time, we'd get in trouble because it would... flip the breaker or whatever it does.
And there ain't nothing like going to work with your hair half, you know, wet.
Well, all you do is press the button.
Well, you got to go to the garage and flip the breaker and all that stuff.
Still not that big a deal as opposed to, like, going to school with your hair wet.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, air conditioners. They use a ton of wattage, especially when they first turn on. When it clicks the compressor on, really cranks up the current real fast.
They usually have, like, those big old prongs, though. Big old plug-ins.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the ones that are the 120 volts here.
I don't remember, because I've never had, like, an air conditioner except when we were growing up at home, and it was one big one for the whole house.
Yeah, in the window.
Yes.
Ones can plug into 120.
It was in the main room, and then Mom and Dad got a second one, and it went in their bedroom. Not mine. I'm sitting there sweating at night with my brother.
You didn't pay for it.
That's right. It's like Dad's going to put that air conditioner in his bedroom.
Now, Tori, you mentioned hair dryers, also curling irons and hair straighteners.
Yeah.
Not a good thing to run through the little strip there.
What's left?
I was going to say, why buy one then? Why buy one?
Well, there's a lot of little things. Fans you can put on there.
Don't charge your phone.
Run your, like, computer monitor is okay.
Yeah, your computer, you need a lot more plug-ins for all the stuff that goes there.
Your TVs, things like that aren't too bad.
And what's so amazing now is those, like, USB little things that go in your computer. I mean, I need, like, 20 of those, like, with my son's gaming computer.
Okay.
Because he's got a little fan running over there. It's like... he's got a little lava lamp going and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, he does not need the lava lamp.
But he's just dressing it up. He wants to dress up his area.
Right.
And, of course, you got your headphones that go in there, your microphone that actually hooks up to your computer. You've got something else, your mouse that is wireless. So that you need about like 15 of those little USB things.
Okay,
never mind then. Don't affect everybody, apparently.
Well, don't affect this. It has nothing to do with the USB and the power strips.
I'm just saying that there are power strips for USBs, though.
That's not going to be the same thing as plugging. That's not what you plug in your mouse to.
That's what I do.
No, you have to plug it into the computer, not to the
that's
power strip.
That's why that
strip.
Thing hasn't been working.
I know.
Kind of wishing the power shut off here now.
I think it just did.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, you watch some of these movies, like when they're in prison, and you try to figure out, like, if I did it this way, you know, you figure out how you would escape prison. Like Shawshank Redemption, I think they escaped there. Escape from Alcatraz is in the title of the movie.
I'm not convinced they escaped Shawshank. Didn't they just do their time?
Did they?
I don't know. They, like, got out at the very end, and they were old, and they went to Mexico or something.
I thought that the one guy, didn't he?
He might have tunneled out.
Yeah, he didn't tunnel out.
He came out through the sewer.
Yeah. And then
that's tunneling.
You got some of the other movies where they're digging underneath, like it's like something, you know, overseas or something, like in a war camp or something, like we're going to dig out and all go under this hole. And, you know, you see them all helping each other out, and then the guard comes over, and they got to tap on the, you know, whatever.
That's why I don't watch movies with Hawk.
Why?
Because they don't sound good.
Shawshank Redemption don't sound
Shawshank
good?
Shawshank was good, but the rest of the smoking cigarettes and tapping each other and all sound like Hogan's Heroes.
Okay. So anyway, as I think about it, as I watch some of these movies, I definitely wouldn't want to escape prison like this guy did. This is a true story. A North Carolina inmate, he escaped from jail by exiting through the ventilation system.
I'd rather do that than the sewers.
You know what? I think I'd rather be in prison than to go, because you get in the ventilations, and it's already cramped in there. You get in that system, you start army crawling with your elbows and all that stuff, and it's like those places where you get stuck in a chimney or something, and then you're going to panic because... you can't get through the ventilation system. Just how big is that ventilation system?
Yeah, then you got to sit there and knock and be like, can someone help me?
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
Or you got to call Duck Masters or, you know, one of those places that cleans the air ducts out because, you know, Ray's up there because he tried to escape prison.
Could you imagine how terrifying that would be if that's your job, to clean air ducts, and you go up there and there's someone looking at you?
Yeah.
I would have a heart attack.
But the cellmates concealed his escape by stuffing a mattress, making it appear that he was sleeping in his cell, and then somehow got into the ductwork or whatever.
So did he get out?
Yeah.
He didn't get stuck.
No, but for me, I'm thinking, I would not risk that. In my mind, I'm like, I don't want to go out that, because I'd wind up in the AC unit. You know, you'd be out there, and then you can only unscrew that from the outside, not the inside, and you're stuck in that AC unit, and then the fan comes on and blows you all. Okay.
I'd still much rather be there than having to dig a hole. I don't want to dig.
Sounds a lot safer, too.
Well, okay, but I mean, I probably would just serve my time is what I would do. I'm like, these don't sound like great ideas. And
can you imagine that movie?
But if you think about it, I mean, these guys and girls, they escape prison. You know they're going to get caught nowadays with all the cameras and stuff. Like, why don't you just go?
Well, not always.
Just wear a mask. Just wear one of those COVID masks. You just look like a weirdo. Heck, that's probably what all those people with COVID masks are, is they're escaped criminals.
You think so?
They're not as dumb as you think they are.
I guess not. All right, well, this is they're still looking for this guy, I think. I've not done the research here. But
what part of North Carolina? Because he might be in the upstate here.
Craven County. Craven County Jail is where he escaped. Okay, so.
Now you guys know I don't watch movies with Hawk. He's watching the movies where they serve their time. He's like, yeah, it's a long movie.
Yeah.
6 years long.
7 to 10 years old.
Only 10 years long.
There you go.
Oh, my.
How long have we been here?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day and the chocolates you get, because life, after all, is like a box of chocolates, and you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. I just watched that recently. It was on TV.
Forrest Gump?
Yes.
You know, that was voted the number one movie for Americans of all time.
Yeah, and Tori didn't like it.
It was just meh.
Okay. But she likes Rush Hour 1 and 2, y'all.
And 3. Best movies ever.
The 3?
There's a third one?
Yeah.
But it's not the same. It's not Jackie Chan in 3, is it?
And Chris Tucker. Yeah.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive.
All right.
It's like the only thing I'll ever bet on.
Because I looked them up after you talked about them, and I'm like, I didn't look like them on Rush Hour 3.
Well, there's like a 10 or 15 year span between the first and the third.
That's a big Rush Hour, right?
Okay.
It wasn't very rushed.
Fascinating, but nothing to do with our topic about chocolates.
And Valentine's Day.
All right. Mm. So they asked Americans, an assorted box of chocolates where you never know what you're going to get.
I saw that movie recently.
What would you like the most? What filling would you like the most?
I will say it's not orange or that pink stuff.
Nope. Those are at the bottom.
Everybody hates those, but I like them.
Like your movies, you have bad taste.
Or maybe I'm unique and I don't just fall into the cracks like you do.
Every Whitman sampler box I've got has a bite taken out of it.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, I didn't want that. Yeah, I wasn't in the mood for that one.
Well, what did you want?
My favorite's Reese's Cups.
That's
my all-time favorite.
That wasn't on here. I don't know if they didn't count it or what. The number one thing was caramel. 34% of people, out of 3 people said caramel is what they're hoping for inside. I have to agree. I could do all caramel and just skip the chocolate. I love caramel.
It lasts too long, though. You can't get rid of the caramel.
Lasts too long. Yes. Well, that's like the most oxymoronic thing you could say. You want it to last long.
Not really, because if it's there, you know, 12 hours later when you're brushing your teeth and can't get that caramel off the side of your tooth.
Good caramel.
Yeah, I'm not a big caramel fan, but most people are, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
Caramel. Next up was 10% said they liked, actually, I guess the next up was 12. Well, hold on. They don't have this in order. 16% said nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not, it depends on the nut. Some nuts I like better than others.
Well, you got the peanuts with the peanut butter. I'm guessing
that's where it is. Cashews and our almonds.
Almonds. I'm an almond fan.
And you could put the nuts with the caramel.
That's a possibility. Yeah. All right, so let's try to get this in the right order now.
But not the pistachios, the fancy nuts. I want just a plain old regular nuts. Just make it a goober, you know, those goobers that were just got.
I never liked those.
That's not in a candy from Valentine's Day, I don't think.
You can't give her a box of goobers and say happy Valentine's Day.
No, she can give you one, though.
All right, 12% was coconut. Now, I thought coconut, I love coconut, but I thought most people were kind of either ambivalent or didn't like coconut as much as I do.
I do say this, like if you got that piece of coconut 12 hours and you're brushing your teeth and it's been in between that, because sometimes it gets stuck in your teeth.
You sound like you just have bad dental hygiene.
I just need to brush my teeth more. Chocolates, but when you brush your teeth after you eat chocolates, it's just not
chocolates. Or
yeah, I'm like, it's
why
just,
do you want to brush your teeth after? You got to savor that flavor for a little while.
You're probably right. That's why I do. Yeah. Don't brush them.
All right, then 10% said toffee. Mm-mm. I love a toffee center, a teeth bar. That's incredibly good stuff.
Unless, is it the soft toffee or is it that hard toffee like the Heath bar where you will lose a tooth?
Well, what did I say?
Toffee.
It's the hard toffee.
Honestly,
it's like a Heath bar, bro. I said Heath bar.
Okay. But there is the soft toffee, too, though, that has the same flavor.
You're not thinking of taffy, are you?
Taffy, yeah, probably.
No.
I don't know.
Toffee. It's like, especially with these sampler platters, it's like they're never like, you never crunch into most of those. It's like a soft center.
Toffee is all hard, isn't it? It's like, it's brittle, basically.
I thought so, too.
No.
That's peanut brittle.
You can have the fancy toffee, too. It's like they cream it up for you.
I was just talking about this because somebody asked me if I like cold coffee. And I said, I don't like, the only coffee I like is hot.
No, 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 we're talking about toffee.
I know, but to me, toffee has a coffee flavor.
A little bit.
And I don't like that. I don't like toffee.
Well, you know, we're all going to disagree on
this. I don't like coconut.
Well, 7% was the least. That was mint. And fruit was just barely above it with 9%. Well, these are the ones they don't like.
Okay.
What about the chocolate on chocolate?
They didn't mention that, but that seems like you're like disappointed because you were hoping to get a complimentary flavor, not the double flavor.
Yeah,
well, and you skipped right over mint. I mean, the York peppermint patties. A lot of people like that.
But these aren't York peppermint patties. These are Valentine's Day. You're expecting a Valentine's Day flavor.
And then the fruit. Like, come on. I'm like, the cherry, chocolate-covered cherry? That's delicious.
That's not what this is. They're
that's
talking about
fruit.
The fruit flavoring.
What
They're
is
They're talking
that?
About the strawberry that you don't like and the orange that you don't like.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's at the bottom.
What's the little box with the cherry and the white stuff and then it's in chocolate?
What are those cherries called? Cordials.
Oh, my gosh. Those things are so good.
Those are good, aren't they?
Those Godiva ones with the little bitty sprinkled... peanuts on top or whatever that kind of crunch as you bite into them.
Those are good.
Right now. I think I'm going to take a break from my diabetes this month. I'm just not going to have diabetes this month.
Oh, that's good.
What's one way of looking at it? Or I'm going to have it really bad, one or the other.
It's like, honey, I came home, I got you a box of heart-shaped chocolates. Got me some, too.
Mine are kidney-shaped.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.